Lucas, what are you doing?
Working out, man. But well, I'm running out of stuff to listen to.
You're running out of stuff to listen to?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Audible?
Oh.
No. Well, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. And Lucas, you and all of our listeners of this fine podcast can get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/3angrynerds. And yeah, they have over 100,000 titles to choose from, and you can play it on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even your archaic MP3 player. Welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast. I'm Curtis, obviously, you know who I am. And with me today is Alex, Lucas, and our special, well, he's returning, but he's our fourth
angry nerd. There's four of us.
We got Jordan.
That's okay.
The I'm like Deathstroke on Arrow. The ratings have declined. Reviewers say, hey, bring back that Jordan guy. He's bringing people in.
You're like the Spider-Man of
YouTubers, aren't you?
Hey, JD. You're Sif from in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
His name's Jordan.
Oh, whatever, Jordan.
So, anyways, we got, well, the ratings of the one episode that Jordan were on were, like, incredible. It's apparently our most popular episode yet.
Producer said, hey, go get that guy. Raise his pay.
What were the ratings? How many people watched that show? I didn't understand that. You didn't say a number.
Like 14.
Yeah, I think we have like 15 subscribers on iTunes. So 15 people subscribe to us. And probably
amazing.
Half of those are Alex. Okay. So.
Yeah, half of them are just my accounts?
Yeah, you're just like multiple accounts. So Jordan, you're like a celebrity. Because you have, like, celebrity blood in you.
That's right. Yes, I do.
Yeah, because you're the son of Jordan from...
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, Jordan Knight. So, you're a celebrity.
Seriously? Great.
You're going to get royalties for that one day.
Oreo. That bite stuff. Right? Yeah. Right?
So, yeah, he's our celebrity guest this week. So, we should move on to actual stuff.
So anyway, I think we have a show to do.
Apparently.
Do we?
Well, I don't know. Who actually listens to this shit? We're like the toxic Avenger of podcasts. We're just a walking disaster.
Don't make that reference. Holy fuck, man. What's wrong?
We're the toxic Avenger of podcasts. We're just a walking disaster, but people like to watch
it. I didn't even get that reference.
Well, it's because
you're too young. James Gunn calls, like, the Toxic Avenger the best movie ever. So we're the Toxic Avenger podcast. I say bring it on, because we're going to end up going to do some crazy shit.
Yeah. Well, we did coke before this started, so, you know.
Wait, I did coke before I start this? Like, cocaine? Are you going to tell me? Why didn't you bring my cocaine back over here, buddy? What the fuck, man?
Lucas, you did enough, okay?
No. Calm down. No, what more?
I've always done the MCA ball. I'm always doing coke, so, you know, I don't even worry about it.
It's like in that, what's it called? Oh shit, Wolf of Wall Street, where he did all those drugs to just mellow out. Yeah. He's like, well, I do weed to calm down from the coke and all this.
And then from the weed, I eat coke.
Just because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. That was such an awesome movie.
I like the naked chick in that movie.
Which one?
I like this chick. I like that chick.
To be fair, Alex, if they have tits, you'll fuck it.
From now on, Alex's room. I like that naked chick in that movie. Way to go, Alex.
To be fair, Alex's homepage is probably MrSkin.com.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, we have a podcast to do.
Yeah, apparently. Anyways.
Yeah, I think we do.
So we have this Groot in the room. Get what I did there? The Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Well, it's not just the trailer.
Which was
awesome.
They did
quite a bit this week.
Yeah, they brought out behind the scene tidbits, posters, all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, like they literally blew it a load.
They're really getting the marketing going on this movie.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. They said they were going to, and I'm kind of like, we'll see.
And it's getting a lot of positive buzz.
Yeah. So let's talk about the trailer. I hate to say without assuming things, but I'm guessing it was a pretty good trailer. You guys thought?
Wait, you haven't seen it yet?
Oh, I have.
Okay.
But I'm saying, did you guys generally like it?
It got me really excited for the movie. It hyped it up.
Oh, I love the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was especially Rocket Raccoon.
Oh,
Starkiller.
Loved it.
Starkiller?
Yeah.
Star-Lord.
Whatever. Yeah.
Same difference?
It's funny because the whole point of the movie, nobody knows his name is Star-Lord, and you just fucked up his name.
That's true, so I got the point.
I did like that little scene at the beginning where,
you mean Star-Lord?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's taking the orb, and they're like, who are you? He's like, Star-Lord? They're like, huh? It's a nice little like tidbit and kind of wink to the audience, because let's be honest, general audience doesn't know who Star-Lord is. So
they don't call it Raccoon by now, or assume the geek culture does.
Well, we're talking general audience.
Yeah.
Like general audience, when they were like, well, because they're asking the same thing that Korath is. Like, who are you? Like, we don't know who you are. Like, obviously, us nerds do. But I thought it was like a nice little wink to the audience.
The only thing I didn't like was that, I can't remember. The Destroyer guy, David Bautista. Oh, Alec dropped out. And he was all like, I own this character now, like Iron Man, basically. It was kind of really weird. That was my only thing of the whole entire trailer bit.
I did notice he has a gut.
Yeah.
Like, that took me out. Like, he's supposed to be, like, you know, the pinnacle of physical strength and all this. Like, he's supposed to be the Hulk, kind of.
Yeah.
And he looks like he just had a pizza and beer binger.
Well, his wife is and his kids died. Come on, man. That's what he did. He was like, I'm all depressed. I'm going to get some beer.
I'm still kind of like... Oh, sorry, Jordan.
Oh, no. I was just laughing. Go ahead.
Okay. We just do that a lot. Alex apparently hates us.
That's what I told you.
So, what was your favorite scene in the movie?
You mean the trailer?
Or the trailer, sorry. What was your favorite scene in the trailer?
Movie.
Or bit? Because I guess there was like a lot of little bits.
You can go first, Jordan.
Probably my first favorite bit was the whole, hey, those are my headphones, take them off. That was one of my favorite things, just because, you know, Chris Pratt kept saying he's kind of like a kid. He's like a man child. He's not very responsible. And I think that got that pretty clear through that just first little bit. Mm-hmm. Where he gets tasered just because he doesn't want anyone to touch his headphones.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. Like, that was actually my favorite scene. Just the whole, like, hey, give him back. It was just like, he was not fucking around about those headphones.
No, he was not fucking around with his headphones.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
He's back.
Hello?
Hi.
The koala.
Hello?
Did the koala submit peacefully? Or did you have to chloroform it? Alex still hasn't told us what's inside the pouch of a kangaroo. It's still kind of annoying me. Doing your research, Alex.
I think he's caught again.
He's got to go find out what's inside the pouch of a koala. He'll be back with the inside report.
Immediately when you said that. Hey, what's in the pouch of a kangaroo? He just fucking laughed.
Yeah, because he's going to find out. He's going to do some shoot reporting for us.
Oh, God.
So.
Ah, that.
It's probably Alex. Anyways.
Well, I guess it's mine.
So, Lucas, what was your favorite part of the trailer?
The raccoon spitting.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite parts right there. Just his spit just tells you exactly what he is.
What was funny, too, is when they showed Rocket, I was like, why can't he speak? I want to hear him speak. And then the next, like, day or whatever, they had that behind-the-scenes thing, and he spoke, and I was like, oh, okay.
Which is, what's his name again? I can't remember who his voice actor was.
Bradley Cooper.
Right, Bradley Cooper.
Who plays a really good, mentally unstable man, so this is, like, good.
Yes, very good. I'm assuming Groot doesn't speak.
Oh, well, Groot does speak, but...
But not very often.
He has, like, one line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kill! I agree!
And that, though, Vin Diesel kept saying, like, you know...
Nope.
Alex has gone to do some field work. Like, he'll be back when he can find out what's inside a kangaroo's pouch. Alex.
Alex is in. Word is gone.
What was your favorite part of the trailer?
Okay, I really like the humor.
What was your favorite
part? I thought it was handled very well.
Like, what was your, like, one little scene that you liked in it?
Star-Lord giving his finger to the Nova Corps.
Yeah. Okay.
Oops, I didn't know.
That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty awesome. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah. I guess that was it. That was kind of... Was there anything that you didn't like about the trailer?
Not really. I thought this was a really perfect trailer.
That it was too short?
Well, yeah.
Sorry?
That it was too short?
We didn't get enough of the actual plot. That was my problem with it.
Yeah, that's... Because, like,
for me, I know the characters, so I get it. Alex is, like, out of range while he's field reporting.
The kangaroos in the pouch, guys, need to report this right now. I'm over the range over there. Jordan's back.
So, we've been... Apparently, once we add, like, one too many people to this podcast, it all goes downhill.
Yeah, apparently he's coming in, and then Alex comes out, Jordan, I'm like...
Yeah, we're like... I need kangaroos, like, the era of podcasts.
Who's something about kangaroos?
Fair. It was probably Mel Gibson that killed Alex. He secretly found out that Alex is Jewish.
He's gonna come back like, "Hi guys, I'm all I'm like touching my nipples." I think it'd be fun. Like, fuck Mel Gibson, get the hell out of here.
So, we'll do a proper memorial for Alex next week, but he'd want the show to move on.
Well, he'll still always have his freedom, so, you know.
Yeah. So, moving on, we have the Winter Soldier spoilers. So, obviously, if you're trying to avoid spoilers, skip ahead for like 20 minutes, because we're going to talk about these potential spoilers.
20 minutes? Holy shit.
Well, I don't know. I'm just ballparking it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want these people to get spoiled and then, like, they punch their computer because of us.
Like that guy who got scared on that one meme? Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So, the Captain America soundtrack kind of came out. Mm-hmm. And when it came out, there is literally a track on it, and I'm not even shitting you, that says, Alexander Pierce is the Red Skull.
Oh, well, that kind of sucks, people.
Yeah, like, that is not, you know, Crimson Knight or something like that. That is very fucking clearly, you know.
Is that confirmed? Is that, like, actually, like, this isn't shit, they're not, nobody's, like, shitting on the internet or something like that. This actually came from a source that is...
Well, this is apparently the soundtrack to the movie, so yeah.
Oh.
There's literally a track on the soundtrack called Alexander Pierce, who Robert Redford is playing, is the Red Skull. So, major question is this true, do you think?
I don't know, the way it sounds, like the title of the song, it's like way too like blatant and in your face. I think it might be bullshit.
I think it might be bullshit too. But I've been basically thinking that Redford is Red Skull for a while, so I kind of would like it to be true, but we'll see. What about you, Lucas?
Well, the Red Skull is kind of like Dr. Robotnik or like Bowser from Mario. It's like he's always
like repeating. He's always going to come back. Yeah.
Yeah, he's always going to come back. He's like the Green Goblin of Spider-Man, the Joker of Batman. He's just like he's always going to be the plot behind the plot. Or like Harry Potter or whatever. He's just like the main
Voldemort,
fucking villain.
Yeah,
Voldemort. It's just like, it was Voldemort. No shit. You can't think of anything else. Where's the fucking Voldemort?
Yeah. And they do like a Harry Potter sequel 20 years from now, Voldemort's going to find a way to come back.
Yeah, exactly. Starbucks is the reason why Voldemort's there. Oh, fuck, Voldemort.
And it wasn't like Red Skull was definitively killed or anything, so it's still possible that he's just floating around.
Yeah, but Red Skull...
See, what I always assumed for the thing was that it was going to be, you know, Alexander Pierce is really Alexander Lucan, and in the Winter Soldier comics, Lucan was possessed by Red Skull, so I thought they were going to do something like that, honestly.
Yeah. And they still could. Lucan's kind of like, well, did he ever have much of a story outside of the Winter Soldier, or was he exclusive to that story?
I think he did stuff, but it wasn't like, oh, Lucan's the, yeah, he's the best bad guy ever. Like, he was like, if you know who Lucan is, then that means you read Winter Soldier.
Yeah. I think they could bypass that. I think if you looked at Marvel's, like, movies, they've done that somewhat, where they've kind of just simplified things.
Mm-hmm.
And change things around, like even Killian, who in the comic is only in the comic for like a few panels.
And in the comic he was like not even as large as he was in Iron Man 3. Like he played a very minimal role, and like he effed off and blew his brains out in like the very next issue. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Marvel's kind of shown that they'll do things differently if they need to, and they could still have Lucan, but they might drop him too. Who knows?
But well, it's have they started filming yet?
The Winter Soldier, it's done.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It comes out
in like 2 months.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
Fun fact: it comes out the day after my birthday.
Oh, sick. Well, there you go. You got to get a girl to take you. Be like, come on, babe, it's for my birthday. I have to keep a tradition going with these Marvel movies where I get a blowjob every time I go see the movies. So I gotta keep the streak going.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Didn't I tell the story on the podcast?
Oh, well, okay. No.
Okay.
So wait, you get a blowjob every time you see a movie?
Well, Marvel movie. So.
Wait, like, so do you even pay attention then? Or do you, like, go see it twice?
Oh, I'm fully in it. I can multitask. So, I'll tell the story. So, we were watching The Avengers, and we were out drinking, and we're like, oh, God, so drunk. Let's go watch The Avengers. So, we go to, like, well, it was, like, an 11 p.m. showing of The Avengers.
And was this so, just like, wait, so who is this? Just you and your girlfriend, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she's like, yo, I'll give you a blowjob. I'm like, all right.
Wait. She was like, yo, I'll give you a blowjob.
She doesn't speak like that.
So magic. Like, yo, I'll give you a blowjob, yo, bro.
Do you want me to fucking, like, get the exact quote or something? I'm paraphrasing here.
You're telling the story. I'm just asking.
I'm just paraphrasing, okay? She didn't say yo,
yo. No paraphrase. She was like, she used her sexy voice and was like, yeah, give you a blowjob. But no, you were like, yo.
Oh, God. No, like, with my girlfriend, it's just, like, straight up. Like, you want to blow a job? Okay. So, anyways, she's doing her thing.
Angel sex? Yeah, sure.
And I kind of, like, look off to the side, and there was, like, a 5-year-old sitting next to me. And I realized that he was probably watching us do that the whole time. I felt so bad.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, well, Jesus.
I'm like, that kid's going to, like, be scarred from that. When I got up, I looked at him.
Did you guys, or did you know, like, I know the Avengers is kind of not a show that kids want to watch all the way through.
He probably was like, oh, I've seen this part before. What's going on around me? Oh, God. So.
You know, there's perfectly places where they actually pay for couples to go into theaters. Like the red light district for you guys to do that shit?
Who wants to do that? There's like dirty seats. Well, there's dirty seats
everywhere. Yeah, why is there dirty seats? Oh, I don't know. Because it happened to be. There's fucking seats. Your movie theater. And
so
like,
anyways.
Blowjob? I'm not going to go to Silver City anymore. Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, you might not want to sit next to me if you see me in the theater, Lucas.
Why didn't you guys just go to the back?
I'm going to go sit a couple rows down and over. Yeah. So, anyways.
They're exhibitionists. That's what
they That's going to continue with the Winter Soldier, I hope. I don't know. It's
just oh, Captain America is so hot. Will we give you a blowjob? Sure.
Well, that's going to factor into my review of the movie, too.
Oh.
Like, how good was the blowjob?
How good was the blowjob? Okay.
Yeah.
Like 4 blowjobs out of 5 kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, let's move on. So what do you guys think of the Fantastic Four casting confirmations?
Jesus. Jesus Christ. I need a drink. I can't.
It's too much.
What you take Fantastic Four, which is known for white people and a white family, you don't go, hey, all of a sudden he's black. Like,
I've heard, like, well, I've seen so many, like, comments on the internet about that, but my favorite was, oh, I guess Human Torch got left in the oven for too long.
Dude, I said that. Like, I was joking with my friend on there. Oh, I'm about to tell a racist joke, but I was thinking of a racist joke right away. I'm like, ah, this is like 3 racist jokes in one right now.
To me, it's not like a racist thing. Like,
oh, it is for-
honestly, I don't mind if they, like, they did that with Perry White in Man of Steel, right? And that was, like, fine. But there's just certain characters that I'm like, you don't do that.
No, it'd be fine if Susan Storm was black. There wouldn't be a fucking issue. But basically, you're saying that Susan Storm and Johnny Storm are brother and sister, and then they're black and white. It's like, what happened?
Are these what happened is that Sue's daddy got black, and he never went back to Silver Boy.
Well, that's it, right? He went to that one club downtown that he shouldn't have, and, you know, after one night, he has to do some explaining. It's like, I'm so sorry, honey, but I got stuck with a black kid.
Husband, do you have a black cell in you? No, I'm not a quarter black. Like, that's unfortunate.
Well, and Kate Mara is Sue Storm, which is probably, like, the only casting that I was, like, not offended by.
I was offended by it still. She doesn't look like Sue Storm, period. Like, and, like, and even, like, Mr. Geeky Guy, supposed to be Richard, is... Like, what is this shit called? The Fantastic Four originally looked a lot better as characters than these ones.
Well, he's got, like, a really weird-looking face, too. Like, I look at his face, and I'm like, your face offends me.
See, the problem is, for me, the only one that I'm not offended by, or, no, the one only one I am offended by is the dude playing Richard, just because he's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want a douchey Richard. I want... You know, cool guy Richard, not fucking asshole Richard.
Yeah, he's supposed to be kind of, like, intelligent looking and, like, not a douche. And, like, I don't know. The whole entire casting was shit.
Yeah. Well, we also have to talk about Jamie Bell as Ben Grimm.
Which... Well, that doesn't really matter if you get anybody in Jim in his role. He just grows up to be a stone guy. It doesn't matter who's in is who's. You just make him a CGI stone guy.
It's the voice, too.
Yeah,
like,
I don't...
Yeah,
it's... Can you really sound like Ben Grimm? Like, okay.
So like, he can sound it with CGI editing and shit, and, like, voice modulation, but it's still not Ben Grimm.
No.
Yeah.
And arguably, there's a lot better actors that you could choose for that role. Like,
it's like, just... I don't know, Jack Nicholson for one? God, pick one.
I don't know.
Jack Nicholson would be really weird as Ben Grimm, though. That'd be really weird.
Have you seen Jack Nicholson's man tits lately? They're really gross.
They are, yeah.
Like, he hasn't aged well. He actually kind of looks like a retard.
Oh, my God. Have you seen Jack Nicholson's man tits lately? Oh, yeah, of course. Look at him all the fucking time.
Well, I was doing...
My website.
I was writing an article on comicbookmovie.com, and I was, I got to find a picture of Jack Nicholson. I looked it up and I'm like, oh god, what happened to you? Okay.
Anyway,
we should move on. We got lots more to talk about.
Oh yeah.
But actually, one more thing while we're on this whole Fantastic Four. Who do you guys want to play Doctor Doom?
Wrong. It's really hard to do, think of a Doctor Doom character. Like, there's a lot of people out there I can think of. Top of my brain. I was almost going to say that the Sherlock Holmes guy, the guy who did Jim Cumberbum or whatever his name is.
Benedict?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Benedict might be, but I don't really think so, come to think of it. His voice might be able to do it, but...
Mads Mikkelsen, maybe?
I don't know.
The guy who plays Hannibal in the Hannibal TV show?
Maybe, but like, Dr. Doom doesn't really have a face to him. It's always a metal face, so it's really hard to get to think of a Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley did a Dr. Doom, I'd be happy with him. Because he does a really good threatening voice as the Mandarin back in Iron Man 3. They could put him in there.
Cool. So, a little... This is not really, like, too much to speculate on, but Age of Ultron's shooting right now in South Africa, which is kind of cool.
Are they stealing diamonds?
Well, who knows?
That's the whole plot of the movie, Ultron. He doesn't want to enslave the human race. He doesn't want to take over the world. He just wants some diamonds.
Want some diamonds, bitch.
It would actually be kind of funny, too.
Blood diamonds.
If Ultron secretly has, like, a love affair with, like, an iPad or something like that, and he's, like, trying to reconnect with the iPad. The whole
Wait, is it going to be voiced by What's-Her-Face, who did Black Widow?
Oh, that movie.
Oh, yeah. The iPad is her.
Hello, Ultron. Hello. Well, that's if I was alive. Would you have sex with me? Fuck yes.
To be fair, Ultron's probably got like a little USB stick that acts like a penis. So he just puts it into the USB port.
Like Robocop 3, where that Robocop, like Robocop, whatever it was, had a penis. You ever see Robocop 3? That was a bad movie.
No. Robocop penis?
Oh, God. Dude, in Robocop 3, the villain had, where he had to stick his food in it, and like, so he had like rented some prostitutes, or whatever, rented some prostitutes, and then like they like stroked it and stuff like that, like it was a penis. It was fucking weird.
Okay, I gotta watch this again.
Dude, it was in Robocop 3. It was fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look up Robocop 3 right now.
Yeah, dude. Look it up. It's really fucking weird. I'm pretty sure it's not in 2. I'm pretty sure it's 3.
Oh. I like to think that Robocop 1 was the best Robocop.
It was the best Robocop.
That one should have just been left alone. Like, honestly. But nothing ever gets left alone.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Age of Ultron, filming in South Africa. Do you think it could be Wakanda? Could we be getting...
Oh, you're thinking Wakanda.
Yeah, do you think it could be acting as Wakanda? Or do you think it's just South Africa?
Are they bringing that metal in yet? Is that how Ultron gets built? Is from...
There's rumors that vibranium's in the movie.
Yeah, vibranium. If vibranium's part of the movie, yes. If it's not, then probably not. I don't know if Ultron was built out of vibranium or not.
There's multiple ways he was built. There was like adamantium was a thing at one point, and like.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would love to see the MCU try to tackle adamantium. It's like he's made out of this metal that's really strong, but we don't have a name for it yet because you can't call it adamantium. I think it's.
And then just like Hugh Jackman walks in, but he's not Wolverine. He's just Hugh Jackman, the actor. And it's like, oh, hey, that metal looks pretty cool. What if someone put this inside of someone?
What if you bound that in somebody's bones? That probably hurt. I hope they'd be able to heal from that. I don't know. Can I just say, I think Black Panther is a pretty boring character. Well, I hate to say it, but I don't think he's like that exciting. All these people who are like, oh,
you keep saying stuff like that, you're going to cause the LA riots again, like LA riots part 2.
Black Panther is the best. No, I was like, how many like Black Panther movies could they make? Like, they're going to make one, his origin, then what? Like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend Black Panther fans. I know there's like a ton of them, or like 2 of them. So the Ant-Man is gonna have its musical score done by Gravity's Steve Pearce, which pretty good. I don't know. Not bad.
Well, they keep saying... No, go ahead, Lucas.
No, go ahead. No, I'm you probably asked the same question I am.
Well, I was just going to say that everyone keeps saying it's the guy who did Gravity. They should probably know that it's the guy who did The World's End, yeah. Which was a recent Edgar Wright movie, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he does pretty good stuff. Like, I wasn't a big fan of Gravity, but I have to admit, the score was pretty good in it. And, yeah, World's End, that had a really good score, too. So, I think generally good choice.
I haven't seen Gravity, and I've seen The World End, but I can't really remember the music very well in both those movies.
Well, Gravity, you can skip.
Yeah, I've heard.
Gravity's like, I'm in space. Oh, now I'm going to go land on Earth. That's pretty much the plot of that movie.
What Gravity is Castaway, but in space, but it's not interesting enough because, you know, Sandra Bullock doesn't have a volleyball she could talk to, and, you know... Like, what's she gonna do? Talk to her hand like the whole time? That's not.
You should really penetrate me, hand. I'm getting kind of bored. I should have been in the movie. Come on, hand. Be a little playful.
Well, you have to give the hand a name, like Wilson. Like, it's gotta be like Delilah or something.
Delilah. Yes. Wilson, Delilah.
Find the fucking clip. Find the fucking clip, Wilson. Fuck. That should have been a scene in the movie. Why didn't I write Gravity? That would have made it more interesting. So, moving on to other possible, well, Ant-Man's confirmed Phase 3, but rumored Phase 3 movie, Doctor Strange. There's rumors swirling around of directors, all of whom I don't quite see being Doctor Strange directors, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. You guys excited for Doctor Strange?
Yes, I am. I would love to. They had a Doctor Strange cartoon, which was really fantastic. And I've always wanted to see a Doctor Strange. I'm a big, huge wizard fan as well. So I'd love to see a wizard-type kind of film actually play out instead of watching Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, where, like, basically Gandalf does fucking nothing. Gandalf.
Gandalf just walks around. There is evil within this. It's like, no shit. We know that. yeah, I don't know. Doctor Strange, they're wanting a writer-director combo. So, sounds like they want somebody who can handle both duties, which I guess is a good idea. It's kind of a nice thing to see. You know, obviously, whoever's going to be doing this is going to have a bit more control on what they're going to do with Doctor Strange. So, that's good. So, I know this is, like, so far off, but who do you guys want to play Doctor Strange?
Captain Jack Sparrow?
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the popular choice right now. Everyone
wants to see it's not going to be him, though. It's been unconfirmed. He's like, no, I'm not doing it kind of thing, didn't he?
I could see him doing it because he does a lot of franchise stuff nowadays, but, yeah, I don't know. He's too big. You know, God, Marvel's too cheap to have Johnny Depp.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they're not too cheap. They're just stingy. Is what their problem is. They've got billions of dollars. They're not going to shell it out.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, and you know Johnny Depp. Like, if they can't afford Jason Momoa for Drax, I don't think they could afford, you know, Johnny Depp for Doctor Strange. What about you, Jordan? Who would be your dream Doctor Strange?
I always said Jason Isaacs would be a pretty good... I don't know if I said that name right. Jason Isaac or Jason Isaac. He was the guy from The Patriot, the bad dude.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They need to kind of do like a younger but kind of like mid-40s kind of guy. Like, because that's what Doctor Strange kind of looks like to me. Yeah. They could do a younger Doctor Strange if they wanted to.
I kind of want Jake Gyllenhaal. He's who I'm rooting for. But
yeah, that'd be a decent choice.
I don't know if he'd ever get it. But he's kind of like... He kind of fits Marvel's model of... He hasn't really been in anything big lately. So, you know. Like, you look at Robert Downey Jr., he was kind of the same when he took over Iron Man. Like, he wasn't that big of a name. He was in stuff, but he wasn't a huge name.
What's funny about when Iron Man first came out was, like, you know, it was announced, Robert Downey Jr., it's Tony Stark. And it was like, dude, like, you know, all other comic fans before they're, like, who didn't grew up in the 80s and the 90s, they're like, who's Robert Downey Jr.? Me, I was like, I was raised by a mother who lived through the 80s. I lived through the 90s. I know that this guy's psychotic. Yeah. And then I was just like, that's thumbs up right there.
Yeah.
Get the guy who was in rehab for like 8 times.
Yeah, he is like literally Iron Man. Like, he probably made a suit at one point. But no, like, you think about it, like, he personified Iron Man in the sense that he really did kind of. He knows what it's like, and I think that for him, he's brought a lot to that role. It's going to be a shame when he eventually kind of leaves that role behind, because I know it's going to be a sad day.
Yeah, it's going to be like what Reed Richards, fucking goddamn
it.
Christopher Reeves was known as Superman kind of thing.
Yeah. So, enough of us.
And, like, you know, Jackman is Wolverine. Like, when they replace Wolverine, he's just not going to be good.
He's got, like, 2 more movies left, I think, and then he's done, so.
Yeah. Well, it's power to him. He's done how many movies is Wolverine? 5?
Oh, he's, since,
1, 2, 3.
Well, five. Early 2000s. That's when.
Oh, and he was in an appearance in whatchamacallit. Hell, he's been in every fucking X-Men movie.
Well, I think the first X-Men came out in like 2001 or something like that.
Yeah.
So you have to think like 14 odd years of his life, he's been playing this character. Like, God. You know, I know he owes a debt of gratitude to Bryan Singer and Fox for, you know, essentially giving him the career that he has today. But come on, man, like, just hang up the cape, man, or hang up the claws, you know. It's time to go live out the rest of your life, you know. At this point, he's going to be like Patrick Stewart. And, you know, Patrick Stewart now, like, when people see him, they don't think of, oh, you were in Excalibur. People think, oh, you were Captain...
You were Professor X.
Yeah, you're Professor X. You're Captain... What was it?
George Picard.
Yeah, he was Captain Picard. I always want to call him Kirk, but he wasn't Kirk. Yeah, so I think Jackman's probably at risk of just being known as Wolverine the rest of his life. Like, he'll be walking to, like, the superstore or whatever, and somebody's going to be like... Do the claws, do the claws. He's just gonna be like, fuck you.
You.
Do the claws. What, is he gonna be like a Power Ranger basically when everybody sees the Power Rangers? Do the Power Rangers morphing moves. Like, fuck, guys.
I saw this, well, this is a bit off topic, but we specialize in being off topic, but I watched this like video on YouTube of the Green Power Ranger. Like, it's like a reality show of what his life's like now. That dude still thinks he's a Power Ranger. Like, it's hilarious. He still goes out and does shit. Like, he is, like, insane.
He's totally into it, man.
Yeah. You should look it up. I think it's called, like, My Mighty Morphin Life or something like that.
It was actually
pretty well done.
Was it?
Yeah. That was actually entertaining. And it's free because it's on YouTube, so I won't complain about that. Okay. Moving on, we got some video game stuff to talk about, so we're not all about comic book movies, but news came this week that the new Doom, which is not Doom 4 now, it's officially just Doom, is going into beta, and then the beta is going to be coming with the new Wolfenstein game. So my question to you guys is, do you guys still give a shit about Doom?
No.
No. I do sort of. I bought the Doom 3, I guess it wasn't a reboot. It was just like basically they just re-released Doom 3 on HD, right?
Yeah, it was like an HD remake or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I got that. I mean, it still holds up.
Yeah. I think Doom's kind of in need of like a bit of a reboot of sorts. So them calling it Doom, you know, some people are getting bent out of shape because they're like, it's not being called Doom 4. But something tells me if they're renaming it just Doom, something tells me there's something different with this game. Like, I want them to kind of get out of that whole corridor shooter thing that they've been doing with the last, well,
The Rock? Oh, God.
Oh, we're not talking the movie. Oh, God. Please don't bring up the movie, because I have so much hate for that. But what I mean is, they've got to, like, you know how Doom is. You go to a door, you open up the door.
Shoot a guy.
Yeah.
Shoot this guy.
Like, look at shooters nowadays. Like, look at a game like Battlefield 4, where you get open up to this huge, massive battlefield with so much going on. Like, that's what Doom needs to be. Doom needs to be a bit more open and a bit more, like, chaotic. Like, I want a Doom game where there's, like, you know, like a three-story tall demon in front of me who's like...
You mean like a Borderlands game kind of thing?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. But I think the fact that they're renaming it just Doom says that they're doing something different, so consider me excited. I want to find out what they're doing differently. But, Lucas, you sound like you don't care. You're like,
Like I said, like I played Doom when I was younger, and we're talking like Doom 2 came out in 1993 or something like that, or 94.
Yeah.
Like it was way back when. And like I didn't play Doom 3, and it, like I hear Doom 3 sucked. And so like I don't know, like unless you're going to, like you say, do something good about this game, and everybody's like, oh my god, Doom's coming back. But they said the same thing with like GoldenEye, when they did GoldenEye back in for the Wii back a couple of years ago. Everyone's like, oh my god, GoldenEye's coming back. And then, like, and it was just, like, nobody heard of it because it was shit.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, for me to get excited for something until you take pictures or screenshots, I don't really fucking care.
Yeah. And I think, well, Doom 3, one of the main criticisms of it is that for a game that's so many years in the making, they didn't do much different from what Doom 1 and 2 were. It was
no.
Like, it was a decent game, but it just didn't do enough differently.
Well, you kind of think about it, like, was it Dead Space that I played? Is it Dead Space? It was what I expected out of the next Doom kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dead Space was a wonderful game, and that's what I kind of think that Doom should have headed towards.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and they're, I don't know.
I don't know if I'm going to buy Wolfenstein just to play the Doom beta.
Well, that's another thing, okay. Well, like, everybody's like, Wolfenstein's coming out, but you can play the Doom thing, but, like, is Wolfenstein going to be a good game?
Yeah.
Like, come on. That like, one. Yeah. Like, you guys can't do that.
No, you can't. But that was kind of like Crackdown and Halo 3 beta. I remember I bought Crackdown for the Halo 3 beta. And, yeah. When that beta was over, I actually started playing Crackdown, and it was actually a pretty decent game. So sometimes you luck out, sometimes you don't.
I didn't really like Crackdown that much.
No. It was a lot of good mechanics, but not really much of a game around it.
No.
Like, it was good ideas, but even Crackdown 2 didn't really implement them well enough or kind of evolve them. All right. Moving on. Moving on.
Moving on up.
What's that? That's like the theme song from that 180 show.
Yeah. I can't remember it now. Fuck.
We're all like 80s kids, aren't we? So...
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That's fine. Alex isn't.
No, Alex is always like, what are you guys talking about?
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know why you guys are talking about baby shit.
Like this status, if you remember Transformers, motherfucker.
Dude, I remember I got like my first like Transformers toy when I was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5. I remember I fucking loved that thing. Like, just the idea that it could become, like, a truck and then a robot fucking blew my mind.
That's a good question. What was my first fucking Transformer? Because I had a shit ton of those things.
Oh, they were so much fun.
Now, dude, I think it was, like, Bumblebee or something like that. Or it had to be.
Did you guys ever watch Beast Wars?
Fuck yeah, Beast Wars.
Beast Wars was fucking Wars awesome. Sick. Call me when they're gonna like make that a movie. I'll watch that.
But John, my best friend, my buddy there, he's a Transformer nut. Like he's just big. Like his room's full of Transformer toys. He doesn't like Beast Wars. I'm like, why? He's because, well, robots change. They should change into to cars and trucks, Lucas. And I'm like, did you justify the show as shit because of that? You're an asshole.
I think I bought like every Beast War when they came out, and that was just like.
I thought it was pretty good.
Like, I like the original Transformers, but Beast Wars was the fucking shit.
Yeah, it was. I definitely agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, move it on.
Yeah, like we always should be. Irrational Games, developers of System Shock and BioShock, and more recently, BioShock Infinite, they laid off pretty much everybody.
No reason for that, though.
Yeah. So, sounds like they're just refocusing their company to making smaller games that they can release digitally.
Most companies are.
Well, look at how long it took them to make BioShock Infinite.
Yeah. You know,
it took them, I want to say something like 6 years or something like that. It took a while.
No, less than that. I think it was like 3 or 4.
Yeah. But I guess the gist is it's taken them a while to make BioShock Infinite. And I think from a publisher's standpoint, publishers like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you can't be taking this long to make a game. Like, you need to, like, you know, figure something out. So I think while they love to make these big games like BioShock Infinite, I also think no publisher is going to keep publishing their games if they keep making games that take too long to make.
Well, if publishers fucking realize that you don't really need to make, like, up-to-date graphics and be like, hey, this needs to look like the most realist thing ever, because you need a team of, I don't know, like, 600 people, 700 people to make the game come out in a year. Like, you don't need to make special freaking 3D freaking whatever graphics to make a good game. And, like, this is what happens. And I don't know, a lot of this, what's going to happen is a lot of the small companies are going to crash. The game industry is going to crash eventually, not because of unpopularity, because they're just really, they can't afford what they're producing anymore.
No, and that's the problem is, like, apparently BioShock Infinite didn't quite make its money back.
Yeah, exactly, and it was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love BioShock Infinite.
I've played a little bit of it, but I haven't actually finished it yet.
Jordan, did you play BioShock Infinite?
Jesus, it's been a while, like, since I played, because I can't remember. Like, I know I didn't finish it at all. I got to the part, I don't want to talk about sports, but I know I didn't finish it. I intend to, though. It was a pretty decent game. Yeah. But a problem that I had with it, though, was just like you said with Doom, it was just more of the same thing. It was kind of just more of the same thing, though.
Yeah. I kind of feel, too, like, for me, my main complaint with BioShock Infinite is that after you play BioShock and you know how they, like, make stories and they have twists and all this, it kind of became too predictable. Like, I think in the first, like, hour of me playing that game, I figured out the plot twist, which I won't spoil, obviously, but I was kind of like, oh, I know what this is.
It's been kind of ruined for me because I've heard, like, I haven't know 100% what the twist is, but yeah, I know. I kind of know what goes on with it now. So.
Like, when you know that they're going to have a twist, you're like, oh, that's going to be what the twist is.
Yeah,
that's basically. But anyways, let's hope that they make something smaller and kind of like, we can see something maybe like once every year or two from them instead of waiting so long, right? But yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't mind waiting for a good game.
No, neither do I. I've been waiting forever for a Red Dead Redemption sequel. I'll keep waiting on that shit. I don't care. You can like take however long it takes to make Red Dead
Redemption. It'll be next gen either. Either way, it's going to be next gen.
Oh, God, yeah. I think we've talked about this, but like, when Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out, like, I'm going to lose my shit. Well, I don't think it's Red Dead Redemption 2, but the rumor...
The sequel to Red Dead Redemption.
It's going to be called, apparently, Red Dead Vengeance, which is not a bad idea. This is the part where Alex is dead. Lucas is going to lose his mind, quite literally.
Where am I?
Jordan?
Mm.
You and I are both, we're probably like some of the biggest fans of True Detective.
Yes, indeed.
I'd say so. And Lucas, you watched the first episode and apparently you hated it so much that like, you were like, I can't get to episode 5. I can't finish this.
Yeah, but do you really want me to review that or just want me to stay out for it now? I'll try to be unbiased and try to be non-hatred towards this if you want.
Okay. Try to tell me what you liked about it, which may be a bit of a stretch for you, but we know you're an angry nerd.
Can you guys just keep on going and then I'll answer it later?
So, if you don't know, basically, the whole gist of True Detective is the show starts with Matthew McConaughey's character, Russ Cole. It's like him and Martin
Hart. Martin Hart.
Yeah. They've been together for like 3 weeks, and they get thrust into this murder investigation. And you kind of learn about them, and eventually you kind of, you know, they get a bit ahead on the case. And it's obviously, like, you know, crime procedural in a way, but it's done really well. And I think the attention's been in the details for that show. It's all these small little things that they do that just keeps me hooked.
Yeah.
We were talking before about that 6 minute long, like, just one uncontinuous shot.
Where they didn't cut away, they didn't edit anything. It was just following Matthew McConaughey through that entire riot. That was badass.
Yeah.
And that couldn't have been done any better.
No. And that's something that you would rarely see on TV. Like, I don't think I can remember the last time a show did something like that and, like, blew my mind like that. Like, it was just, like, how are they doing this? This is just insane. I think the big reason that this show's been doing really well is because it has the same writer and director. So you have this, like, consistency to the show that you don't see mm-hmm. very often on shows. You know, with a lot of shows, and we can...
It's like the main guy who created the show directs the pilot, and then a bunch of just other small directors come in, and then that main guy might come back for the season finale.
Yeah.
But it's like this guy's staying with it because it's his baby, it's his pet project.
Yeah. And it shows that these guys who obviously have a huge passion for the show, they keep going with it, and they're the two... I guess you could say, like, parents of it. Yeah, like, it's their baby. And it's amazing to see, like, what they've been doing with the show in terms of the story. You know, obviously, week to week, you know, we're not binge-watching it. Like, people watch shows these days, but watching it week to week, it's just, like, I can't. Like, it's become to the point where I'm, like, is it Sunday yet? Like, is it Sunday? Like...
It's, like, yeah, you used to go, is it Friday? I'm like, no, screw Friday. I'm waiting for Sunday night, please. Thank you.
Yeah, and I can't remember the last time, besides maybe Breaking Bad, that show kind of had me doing that, where I'm like, God, can I just, like, can I get to Sunday? God. Yeah. So, where we left off, I guess, on episode 5 is where Russ Cole's kind of been... Well, I guess
he's been doing some shady shit. He's been he hasn't been fully honest with the two detectives that have been interviewing him in the future in 2013 or 12, right?
Yeah. And by the way, heads up, we're like talking about episode 5. So if you're not up to episode 5, get the fuck out. Or just skip ahead. Maybe just skip ahead. That sounds nicer. He hasn't been honest with them, and he's essentially just kind of been hanging out at these crime scenes, checking things out. Which, do you think that he actually could be behind the killings, or do you think it's just a red herring?
I have two theories. I have two theories that I want to share with everyone. Okay. I want to hear what you think first before I dive into these.
Okay. I think it's a red herring. I think that throughout the show, you've kind of been shown that he's the kind of guy who's very intelligent. He looks into situations, and he's a very good reader. Like, that's kind of why he's, you know, mm-hmm. really good interrogator. So I think him kind of going to the crime scenes and reading things, he's not necessarily, you know, being like, oh, hey, how did my crime go? You know, he's more like, this kind of looks an awful lot like the crimes that I used to investigate. My main theory, and I've been, well, at first I thought it was Russ Cole, who is the 2012 killer. But my new theory is that it's the Tuttles, the family that you get introduced to in the beginning of the season and the first episode. Mainly because there's been talk of there's rich people who...
Who go out into the woods and, like,
yeah.
If you've seen episode, what was it, 4, I think, mm-hmm. They talk to the inmate, the husband. He's like, Reggie LeDoux, he always used to talk about this place in the woods where this cult would go and be a bunch of rich white folks. They do so much killing and sacrificing.
And I think the only real, like, group of people that I can think of that we've been introduced to, and you have to think about crime shows, they almost always introduce you to the killer. You may not know it, but they do. So I was thinking, I'm like, okay, well, who's rich in the show? And I'm like, well, probably the Tuttles, because they're governor or whatever else. They probably got a big stack of money behind them and some power. Yeah, it's probably them. So I think the whole Russ Cole thing's just a red herring to get people to think, well, yeah, obviously he must be the killer, but I don't think it's quite so obvious. But that's just me. What about you? What's your theories?
Okay, first theory, this one might not be as likely, seeing episode 5, but I believe that Rust is secretly still working the case. He's, you know, in the last episode they talked about possibly the task force might be in and on it. You know, he's investigating this whole cult. He's going in deep undercover, and Marty is secretly helping them. They fake like a, in the episode they call it an altercation. That could be a fix. That way they could, you know, have a reason to split up and not communicate. Mm-hmm. And Russ is taking out all the bad guys, and Marty's secretly helping him, and he's covering his tracks. Yeah. That's theory number one. Theory number two is, when I paid attention and rewatched the episode, you'll notice that there's a good, like, 1 minute scene of Marty talking about a time displacement and this book he read about how you could go back in a past life and relive time and remember it all or something like that. Mm-hmm. I believe that this cult believes that same theory. And Rusty, for obvious reasons, is interested in that. You know, he wants to see his daughter again. Mm-hmm. And he's going off killing folks, but he doesn't realize just how psychotic that is to believe that you can go back in time and stupid shit like that.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, they've been talking about, well, the kind of like mythical side of things. And there's always talk of like, oh, he doesn't believe in religion and all that stuff. But you're right. Like, maybe he might buy into this, right? You never know. But
and everyone who... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. So go ahead. You got more interesting thing to say, I'm sure.
Everyone who watches the show, you'll hear a lot of references to The Yellow King of Carcosa. Mm-hmm. And that's a really cool book written in the 1850s to kind of inspire Lovecraft. It, Lovecraft made a play about it that some said that if you saw the play, you'd go insane. And the show takes a lot of inspirations from that. The stars on the woman's neck, you'll see, I think episode 2, there was a woman with the tattoo stars. That's a reference like the first 5 lines of the book, and it's a really interesting read.
Yeah, actually the book is, well, I don't know about now when we publish this, but I went on Amazon, I ended up getting the book for free for Kindle. So if you are interested in kind of getting more of that backstory, go out and check Amazon, because you might be able to get your free Yellow King of Carcosa. Or I don't think that's what it's called. I think it's called The Yellow King or something like that.
I'll be looking it up right now.
Yeah, it's free. It's something you can get off Amazon if it's still free. I know it's kind of funny that they put it for free. It can't be just coincidence because of the show.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like... it's called The King in Yellow by Robert W. Chambers.
Right. Yeah. So go check it out. It's free right now on Amazon. Well, when I got it. So you might want to check on that. Don't just go hit, oh, I want to download this, because you might get charged. But go check it out. It might still be free. All right. Well, I guess that's it for True Detective. I think that there's a lot going forward that, you know, even we can't predict, but I think it's going to still be an interesting ride for the last, what is it now, 3 episodes that's left?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's great about this show is that, you know, we can come up with as many theories as we want, and the show will always do the exact opposite, and we'll never see it coming.
Yeah, and that's something Breaking Bad did really well, too.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad did that, and I was always kind of like, I know what's going to happen next week. And I'm like, no, I didn't know what's going to happen this week. I'm so wrong. Like, I thought Skyler in Breaking Bad was going to get killed off in, like, the first season. Then I was like, oh, why is she still alive? I thought she was going to be dead.
Yes.
Anyways. Well, that's it. I think Lucas got so mad. Lucas was literally mad this whole week that we were going to talk about True Detective. And I don't know why. He's like, do we have to talk about this? Do we have to talk about this? I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to. So it's just apparently you and me left, Jordan. We're the sole survivors of this week's podcast. We do this like thing on the podcast called Weird News Stories. So I don't know if you have like a weird news story.
I did actually read something. I don't have a source, but I did read something on a weird news site.
Okay.
And this kind of goes in because recently me and you just watched Old Boy, right?
Oh, yes.
And we were both like, you know, this is actually pretty decent. What's with the hate with this movie?
Yeah.
As a prank, a best friend tricked his other best friend to enter a glory hole to receive a fellatio, a blowjob, and on the other side was that same best friend's sister. And when they came out, there was this whole big thing, and it was like this. It's hard to explain, but basically, a guy made his sister blow him, pretty much.
Oh my god! It's like, oh, this cum tastes awfully familiar. Oh my god! Oh gosh!
Sounds like you're doing weird news stories.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
I thought you dropped out.
Okay. No, I did drop out, but that's because Skype was like, hey, you're dropping out. I'm like, cool.
Okay. So that's kind of weird. Like, I guess she kind of knows what his cum tastes like now. That's like a story you could share at a wedding. It's like, man, I remember that one time I tasted his cum. It was actually not bad.
You what, really at their wedding?
Oh, well, essentially, sister tasted brother's cum.
I heard the part of it.
Yeah. The wedding wasn't part of the story. That was just me joking, as always. I have a weird news story, and it's not overly sexual like most of our weird news stories, but it could potentially be. So a waitress in Florida got a $6,600 tip from a customer who gave it to her under the assumption that she was going to Florida Gulf University. So it was like, oh, here's money for your tuition. But apparently the university has come forward and said she is not actually, you know, in this university. She's not enrolled. She's not taking any classes. So apparently this chick just got like a $6,600 tip, basically. So it goes to show, you can always just lie and people might give you money.
Like give you money?
Yeah.
Wait, what? I want to give you money.
Yeah, so the guy, Bill, wrote her a check, one for $600 and another for $6,000 that would go to the school for tuition, but yeah, she hasn't enrolled, and I guess now she's canceled the checks, but let's be honest, he wrote her a check because next time he saw her, he was going to be like, so, you got your tuition paid for? Now suck my dick.
I'm surprised she didn't do that beforehand.
You know that was going to happen. Like, I always say guys know guys more than anything else. And I knew, like, I know when I read that, I'm like, guy was basically just kind of like, he was going to go in next time and be like, so, at $6,000 worth of tuition. I think I know how you can pay me back for that. You know? Let's be honest. All right. Do you guys have anything you want to recommend this week? Anything for somebody to watch or play or jerk off?
Yes, I do. I think everyone should try out the Last of Us DLC. I just tried it, and I honestly thought, like, you know, like Last of Us, it gives you hardcore, like, it strikes emotional chords, right? We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Like this one, like, strikes even bigger. Like, you know, kind of tugs at the heartstrings even more in bigger ways. And there's like a big spoiler about Ellie we didn't know yet. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I know I played that game. I haven't gotten around to checking out the DLC, but I heard it was a really good DLC. And would you say it's actually pretty important to the game?
Half yes, half no. Because half the game, and no spoilers, I'm not spoiling, but half the game deals with the minute, you know, when Joel gets impaled by that huge spike at the mall?
Mm-hmm.
Half of the game deals with the aftermath of that, what Ellie did to patch him up and how she got him out of that whole room and whatever. And then the other half of the game is about what happened when Ellie was bitten the first time and when her friend died and turned. So it's important for some bits and important for not.
Yeah, and that's kind of good with some DLC. Like, it should be important with DLC that you can kind of skip it if you really want to, but for those who kind of tune in, it's worth it. Probably the best DLC this generation, I'm going to go on a limb and say, was Undead Nightmare, the zombie DLC for Red Dead.
Oh, mm-hmm. You mean seventh generation? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Lucas, do you have anything to recommend?
Anything to recommend? Let me think about recommendations.
Besides bestiality porn.
No, I don't have any of that. Unfortunately, and fortunately at the same time. See, recommendations. What has come out new? There's Thief coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to be good for the Xbox, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and I suggest anybody get that.
Right. Are you going to be playing that? Are you going to... Well, you don't have a next-gen system, right? But
well, you can still buy it for the 360.
Oh, okay. There you go. And you can always get it for PC, too, if you're, like... If you got a cutting-edge PC, but you don't have the...
You should get it on a PC.
PC's probably the way to go.
Yeah, PC's always been the way to go, Matt.
Sweet. What am I going to recommend this week? Backroom Casting Couch. No, please don't take that as a serious
Please do.
Every husband's and boyfriend's nightmare.
You know that couch. Like, if you see that couch, you know what couch.
You know what's going on.
That was, like, a joke on the internet once. It was, like, there was a meme where it showed the couch, and it's, like, you know that couch. It's like, yeah, you do. You know it. You may not acknowledge it in public, but you know
is that
couch.
Is that legal to do? Like, I guess they have... God damn it.
No, because there's consent, isn't there? Like, he asked them first, are you sure you want to do this? And they're like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll blow you. What's up?
Yeah, and let's be honest. Chicks are kind of dumb. Well, a lot of them can be pretty dumb. It's like, you can make $1,000 to $5,000 a day. Really? You won't today. Okay, but I will make some, right? He's like, yeah, sure. Like, honestly, I think any guy who is somewhat intelligent could probably do what he does. We should have him on the podcast. I want Rick on this podcast. Interview. So, Rick, what's your conversion rate? How many girls do you actually get into and how many just slap you across the face? I have a serious recommendation.
I hope he doesn't give out his number or anything like that.
Oh, have you seen the one video on YouTube where he's supposed to meet a girl and the mom comes in instead? And the mom's all like, she's not doing this. And then she like follows him out the door and he's like, yo, get off me. Get like fucking away from me. I'll embed it in the article for this week's podcast.
So a mother showed up to this couchy casting thing and yeah. She's like, not doing this?
She's like, my daughter's not doing this. She's not coming. And then she like...
She falls like, out of the building.
Yeah. I'll embed it in this week's podcast article so you guys can watch it, but it's actually really funny. And there's, like, even a part where, you know, she goes to, like, go near her, I guess, just to, like, walk by. And she's like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. And I'm like, yeah. If you've seen any of his videos, you probably wouldn't want him touching you either.
Nope. He's probably a very dirty man.
Okay. So I should actually recommend something seriously. I don't want somebody to be like, Kurt from Three Angry Nerds suggested I go to Backroom Casting Couch. I don't want that on my soul. I already have kids.
Okay, I recommend that you go to the three backs.
What am I going to recommend? Oh, I know what I'll recommend. I recommend that you go get the Thanos Imperative Omnibus. So if you're kind of like, you've just been... introduced to the Guardians and you're like, well, what's a good Guardians of the Galaxy book to read? That's a good one.
I actually have not read any of the Guardians of the Galaxy books.
Yeah, it's more of a, I guess you would say, event comic. But for some people, they kind of like the event comics. They're a little bit more entertaining.
Like Civil War.
Yeah, like I know a lot of people who don't like to read the huge 25 or how many issue runs of a comic book, but event comics are a bit more easier going for somebody to just jump into. So
I like event comics.
Yeah, so Thanos Imperative is a really good Guardians of the Galaxy-focused event comic. Well, it's cosmic Marvel in general. Very cool artwork, very great story. It's just a fun comic. Go read it. That's my recommendation this week. And then go all play right. Thief, and then go play The Last of Us DLC.
There you go.
Jerk off to Backroom Casting Couch.
Wow.
You got a busy week, guys. Yeah, you got a busy week. Get on it. Stop listening to this podcast, for Christ's sake. Go get busy. Go. Here's another bit of advice. Go go ask out a girl. Because somebody tells me if you're listening to this podcast, you might not be dating somebody. So go out and go ask a chick
you
out.
You might not be a single, yeah. Or you may be single if this is not
dude,
yet.
There's a guy on this bus I take, and he's always listening to podcasts, I can tell. And I'm like, if this dude just, like, put his iPod down and just turned to a chick and was like, what's up? He could probably get a girl. But he's, like, always so, like, just focused on
his There was a YouTube channel that that does that. Like, they actually go about and, like, show you that actually, if you just have confidence, you can actually date a girl. It's not that hard.
It's not hard.
Like,
no.
Yeah, you just don't be scared of rejection. The girl's like, no, I have a boyfriend or whatever. Like, ah, well. But the majority of girls do want to date guys. It's not a...
It's not hard. It's not
rocket science. Hard.
So that's my personal recommendation this week. Go get some pussy. There you go. Go get some coffee.
Go get some Canadian beaver.
And then, when you're done, you know, going asking out a girl, you know, go and then having some fun. Go and rate and review us on iTunes and tell us what you thought about Alex. Like, what was your favorite memory of Alex? And just in the review, just say, this is what I'm going to miss about Alex. And this is what I'm going to miss about my favorite little Australian koala raper. And, you know, we might read it on next week's show if we feel like you have written something sincere and genuine. So that's it. This is the podcast. We're done. All right.
Yay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, I'm done.
Bye.
Like, CBM uses names like Heisenberg and Pasto.
I know. I call Pasto pasta sauce. I'm like, hey, pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce.
I don't know who the fuck you guys are talking about. So I'm
yeah, because you're not in CBM chat.
I don't fucking care.
You're not in the know.
He should be.
I should
Lucas,
be.
Lucas, you should join CBM chat.
Okay, when?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I can just
specifically
see Lucas
at 3 p.m.
Lucas will just be abusing people on there.
They're fucking straight up with me. I'll rip the shit out of everybody. Their brains will be mine.